I think it's about time I did the Orange Blossom special. I haven't heard any. I haven't heard anybody do it yet today, so I'll take a chance on it. This is about a train, if you've never heard, I happened to hear it before. It's the Orange Blossom special, so I'm sure it was aimed for Florida. Everybody that plays it puts their own little differences in. And mine, beside the donkey on the track, if I can remember to put him in there, I'll put in the Orient Express that comes along and passes the Orange Blossom special there in such a hurry to get to Florida. Anyway, here's the Orange Blossom special. Another waltz?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called the Black Velvet Waltz. It's in the key of C. Thank you. dying to play this. We haven't practiced it or anything, but I've just been dying to play it ever since I've been up here. Smiling.
Margot Walbert here, International Folk Music. Margot Walbert, if you're here, please check in, see me or the recording artist over at the desk.
You asked me if I was prepared for another one. We'll try this. Ostinelli's Reel. To play You Are My Sunshine. I think they have an idea in mind. welcome back, because we'll be looking for you next year. You're a wonderful chorus.
Talita Atwell from Dunedin. Marianne Bowes from Clearwater. Wasn't that beautiful? We're going to have to move the piano out of the way and make a little room for this next group that we have coming on. In case you don't know, we have Don Grooms coming on next. Don Grooms and his band. If Margo Walbert is here, please check in sometime and we'll get you some time. But we're bringing on Don Grooms and his boys. And they're going to sing some original songs and some good old songs.
Down a little more. Florida, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to come down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Born in North Carolina, raised up on the farm, living by the golden rule, can't do any harm. We know the Blue Ridge Mountains are probably heaven's gate. When angels take vacations, it's in Sunshine State. 'Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Take it, Dennis Devine. Up north they got a problem with ice and snow and sleet. People out in Texas are dying from the heat. California's sinking, they better learn to swim. We found a solution and we are cashing in. 'Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Wayne Martin on the fiddle. Best I ever heard Wayne sound. But it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Oh yeah, come but don't stay long if you please.
What happened is I was up there in the campground with Chief James Billy, and he came over and stepped on my foot. And when I was jumping around there, if any of you have been up in the musicians' campground, when I first started coming up here, by the way, when I first started playing here at the Florida Folk Festival, this was the main stage. Yeah, there were bleachers there. But one,
you feel old?
I was born old. That's why I know so much about women and things. But when I first came here, we'd camp up there in the musicians' campground, and all of us had our little tents. And one day, Jim Billy decided that he would camp up there. So he comes in with this 40-foot Winnebago. And he'd step out of the front steps of that thing and look out there and say, look at all those white skins in their dinky little tents. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a galdern Winnebago.
see them bumper to bumper on the highway, hear them yelling breaker one night. They only stop to buy what they call pop and to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been. Their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay, and their feet never touch the ground. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a golden Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water. It ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks they're just great and smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnebagos. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a golden Winnebago. Now we can't go around laying on the ground in a sleeping bag or just our clothes. Cops will take you in the sheriff of Michigan in a golden Winnebago. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the Seminoles. Never see one man from Michigan in his golden Winnebago. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a golden Winnebago.
Thank you. Thank you kindly. I pride myself on the fact that I will eat any food set in front of me. I have eaten house cat, turtle. Now, honest, I was at this place over in Melrose, and this guy had stew meat there, and we ate it. And I said, "What was it?" And he says, "I thought you knew by now. Never ask." But when I went outside, there was this house cat skin tacked to the barn. It wasn't bad. Jim Billy and I ate that panther that he killed. Yeah. It ain't bad. But the name of this song, I mean, roadkill stew is fine. Possum, if you cook it right. If you marinate garfish or gator tail for 24 hours in milk and eggs, you know, it's very juicy, good meat. Crawfish is fine. Rattlesnake meat is a little bony, but it's not bad. When I got these strings from Kmart, they were in tune. Oh, that's close enough. You people didn't come here to hear me pick guitar anyway. I was working my way across the country, finding folks who'd gone back to the land. I'd say all I can do is sing my songs for you and eat supper with you when I can. And then I met a Georgia sharecropper. He'd never seen me before. He says all we got's potatoes and possum, but there's always enough for one more. I said, "There's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat possum a lot." But he said, "Possum meat is not that hard to eat when that's the only thing you have got." Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. I swapped songs with a Louisiana Cajun on the banks of a little bayou. He says, "All we got's crawfish and gator, but it sure makes a mighty fine stew." I said, "There's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat alligator a lot." But he said, "Gator meat is not that hard to eat when gator is all you have got." Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. I was down on the reservation with Jim Billy, and when he was a boy growing up down there, best food they got all week was when they'd go up to the docks where the white people were fishing. They'd clean their fish, and then they'd cut off the heads and throw them in a bucket. Seminoles would take those buckets of fish heads home, cook them up. A couple of weeks ago, I was down there, and James cooked me up a mess of fish heads. The eyeballs are a little tough, but when you get down under that, the tongue, you know, and the gills, they're not bad. But I wrote this verse. We were walking along there, and I saw this meat out there laying on the front porch, and I said, "What are they doing?" And he said, "They're aging their meat." So it looks to me like they're letting it rot. He says that's what aging meat is. Found out later they were drying jerky for the winter, but I'd already written the verse. Then I sat with a Seminole Indian, watching deer meat rot in the sun. He says we don't have a whole lot to offer, but you can share it with us when it's done. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat rotten deer meat a lot. He says that kind of meat is not that hard to eat when that's the only thing you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Now I got my own little family, and every night when the sun goes in, I never ask them what they got for dinner. I'll just sit down and shovel it in. Cause I'll eat most anything you got to offer. I'll even tell you snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yes, I've been all over this country, and I'll eat most anything you have got. But please don't invite me to dinner if liver's what you got in your pot. Cause I'll eat most anything you got to offer. Even tell you snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Well, I'm glad to hear you applauding, because you damn sure ain't going anywhere. This reminds me of a song I wrote. Everybody has a pet. And I've had all kinds of pets. I teach over at the University of Florida, and at the end of the semester, the students want to come around and give me their pets. They figure that's better than turning them loose on the road. But I finally wrote a song to explain why I didn't want it. And this rain reminded me of it. The title of the song is Wet Dogs Stink. Now they say a dog is the best friend that a man has ever had. And compared to most of the folks I know, I'll admit a dog's not bad. But I'll still take my old guitar, cause it's always been true. And even when I play it in the driving rain, it don't stink like a wet dog do. You can take a guitar and a tin cup, you can stand on the corner and beg. And you're never ever gonna see a horny guitar humping on somebody's leg. Other folks say what we ought to do is to get ourselves a cat. But I don't think there's any way I can go along with that. Now I've seen my share of pussycats. I'll admit the contributions they've made. But I've never yet seen a litter of guitars that had to be neutered and spayed. So I'll still take my old guitar, cause it just can't be beat. And I've never seen anybody getting attacked by a pack of guitars in heat. Other folks say what we ought to do is get a different kind of pet. Like an ocelot or an elephant or something that's scaly and wet. Well, I've been all around and I've never found anything better than a Martin D28 and a girl named Kate in the back of a VW van. So I'll still take my old guitar, there's nothing better than it. And you'll never find me fighting in a neighbor's yard over little piles of guitar. I'll still take my old guitar, cause it's always been true. Even when I play it in the driving rain, it don't stink like a wet dog do. It's coming down. We don't know a non-rain dance. But this is a song I wrote for my mother, because she raised five kids up there in Cherokee, North Carolina. Got $12.50 a month from the federal government, aid to dependent children. Because my dad was a half-breed Cherokee and decided that he didn't like living in a place where they don't sell alcohol. As a matter of fact, that's how I got my name. When I was born, my daddy was drunk, and he was rolling a cigarette with Prince Albert pipe tobacco. And my mother says, "What do you want to name the boy?" And he says, "We're going to name him Prince Albert." She finally convinced him that in Scotland, Donald means prince. So my name is Donald Albert. But my dad always called me Prince. I mean, as long as he was there, which wasn't but 3 or 4 years. But my oldest brother would get the clothes first, and as they were washed and everything, and they'd finally get down through my other three brothers, get down to me, there wouldn't be much left, but she'd wash them and patch them and say they're not much. But we did not steal them, and nobody gave them to us. You wear them, and you walk proud. So I have all of my life. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store's 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can't hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Well, now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. One more time. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Tim DeMass used to run a place in Gainesville called The Canopy, and he was a friend of all musicians, and when we'd finish playing at the places we were playing, and they closed down the place, then we'd come to Tim's. Then he went off back home. He was born and raised in Worcester, Ohio. Now, Worcester, Ohio is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. He was raised on a chicken farm, and to this day is one of the finest chicken pluckers. That's true. That's true. I think I'm glad you're here.
Don and I have been accused of being together, and that's
but this is a song. Jim, Billy and I were talking about this. In about 1000 A.D., some Danish explorers came to Florida, and they were blonde-haired, and they came here sort of like Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise, not to change things, but just to explore the universe. And they said, "We'll come back." So in the 1500s, when the Spanish came over here to rob, kill, pillage, and turn everybody in America into 1/8 Cherokee, they thought these were the good guys coming back. So they welcomed there and did everything good with them. But this is a song a few years ago. See, those explorers in 1000 A.D., when they left here somewhere in Florida, in a huge cave, they left a priest